Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Trish Turner is our ABC News correspondent covering the Paul Manafort trial up in Alexandria here in Virginia. And Trish, we heard a little bit in our news broadcast a few moments ago about what happened in the trial, but catch me up on the testimony, the Gates testimony from yesterday. He's a local guy from here in Richmond, so I know a lot of people are interested in how this all went down.
Yeah, no doubt. Good morning. So after we heard Gates, the government's star witness, he's been cooperating with them for about 5 months. After we heard the government question him for about 5 hours between, this week, he was literally the defense for Manafort. Defense counsel just ripped into him. They are going at it. They still have a little more time with him left today. Essentially, the crux of their case is what we heard in the opening argument or opening statement. It's, this guy is a liar, telling the jury, like, how could you ever trust him? I mean, Kevin Downing, the lead defense counsel, he ticked off felony after felony that Gates has had essentially forgiven by the government in his plea deal. But Kevin Downing wanted that jury to hear each and every bank fraud count, tax evasion. He ran through the number of times Rick Gates, lied for Paul Manafort, how he even embezzled money himself. And the government's not charging him with that either. So they're really trying to just tear down Rick Gates' character because they know he's the star witness against Paul Manafort. And we also just inadvertently heard about as Gates was allegedly embezzling a bunch of this money, he had a whole secret life with a mistress in London, and it was just like how could this get any weirder? And then it did. So, Gates looked very remorseful. There was a moment where he said, just, I very much regret it. I'm trying to take responsibility. He just looked like a man beaten down, very unnerved by having, obviously, to admit this in public. And it was really probably the most dramatic day that I've seen in the trial yet. Easily it was.
So are you able to see the jury? Do you get the impression as to whether the defense attorneys did successfully plant the seed of, this guy is out here running his mouth to save his own hide, and you have to discount what he's telling you?
That's a good question. I am very close to where the jury's sitting. I'm kind of halfway between Gates and the jury, and Manafort is sitting right in front of me. The jury, I will say, you can't tell a lot by facial expressions. They all have their poker face on, but they are writing furiously in their composition notebooks that the government gives them, that the court gives them. So I would say they're very engaged. They're definitely listening to everything from Gates. He is talking directly to them. He doesn't want to make eye contact with Manafort, who's actually sitting very close to him, but he looks directly at the jury. And it's strange, like, you're hearing him confess to these crimes, and it's just like you and I talking, and you ask, did you go to the beach yesterday? Yes. It's just like a yes, like anything. So yeah, it's hard to tell, read anything more into that, but they're definitely engaged.
And, we didn't talk much about who made up the jury. Is it a pretty successful bunch of people? I mean, I hate to say that my eyes kind of glaze over at moments like this, but you could, if it's the minutiae of bank statements and that type of thing, you could have a bunch of jurors who say, when is this over with? Are they, and it's interesting that you're saying they're engaged in writing it down, but if you were to look at the background of the people who are up there, are they folks who would understand the minutiae of banking and money transfers?
I wish. It's such a good question, and I wish we had some knowledge of their background.
Oh, yeah.
We don't get to know that in advance, but we're looking at six men, six women, predominantly white. You can draw from it, they are from sort of the Tony suburbs of Alexandria, Fairfax County. It's a wealthy county, voted predominantly for Hillary Clinton. That doesn't give you any idea of how these people voted, but that gives you a snapshot. I would say that's probably as far as you could take it. It would be very interesting to know more.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate the update. First-hand account.
Yeah.
Trish Turner, our ABC News correspondent up in Alexandria. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.